Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam podcast brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers. It'll be the best 45 minutes of your life, I promise. Doing the right thing since 1952.
Dusty and Cam in the morning.
Stay here. Stay as long as you can.
For the love of God, cherish it.
With Dusty Hera.
That's so sad for my team and me. I'm such a big supporter.
And NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
Oh, you can count. Good for you.
And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.
On 1080.
It's showtime.
The Fan.
Good morning. Happy, what day is it? Friday to you. It's Friday. We're here. We made it.
Oh, it's a great day.
It is a great day. Do we all make it through Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
You make it through? Yeah. Everybody's okay?
We're all right. Good. Okay. Survived.
Okay.
Made it through.
That's a good one for everybody out there. Better you today, text line 55305.
None of us had as good a day as Russell Wilson did. Mm. Didn't get a chance to see the Russell Wilson Instagram, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Weird or not weird, I don't know how you want to take it. Congratulations.
For those of you that don't know,
you can check
Russell
it out. I retweeted it.
Russell Wilson was, okay, so at Cam Cleland on Twitter, there was a picture yesterday morning of Russell Wilson and Ciara, his wife, in bed.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
A little bedhead, a little...
It's a little messy.
A little frisky action, so, looking like it just happened.
No, I didn't know if it was before, after, or during.
Ooh.
Didn't know.
Oh, good point. It could have been during.
So is it... I asked my wife last night. She goes, weird or not weird? She goes, weird.
Very weird.
She goes, weird.
Yeah.
She goes, he's turned and he's been weird.
Uh-huh.
He's gotten weird. I think it's all a troll on Future.
Well, I think what he's
trying to do... Because everybody was just like, Future, just getting turned up.
I think what he tries to do is he tries to go away, and a good use of the word turned. He tries to go against the grain of goody two-shoes, but it's like, that's not you, Russ.
And then he
look like that's who he is.
Which I really like Russell Wilson.
I do,
too. Lot. Yeah. A lot. I like him a lot. He did the his and hers Mercedes after that, the G-Wagons.
Mm.
After that, little Valentine's Day present.
From Mercedes-Benz of Wilsonville, I'm assuming.
I would assume.
He does those commercials for them down here.
Does that mean he gets G-Wagons?
It seems like a really long ways to go for to get your Mercedes Valentine's Day present. Yeah. Did he put a bow on it?
Put two bows on him.
Wow.
One on each.
Wait, so he put a bow on his own?
His and hers.
Getting your present for
you. And I got into this too a little bit yesterday too. Is that I got home and I was busy and doing a few things and wife was there and she's like, I don't know what to make dinner. I'm like, what's the matter? It's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. She goes, well, why? It's like, wait a minute. Whose day is this?
Oh, she. Oh,
she went stone faced. It's the girl's day on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, nay, nay.
Yeah, you went down that road. So what happened? How'd that go for you? How was the couch last night?
She made dinner.
How was the couch?
I go to bed before she does, so I can claim bed first.
All right.
But so you totally pulled the it's the girls one on me.
Well, it is.
God, I know it is.
It totally is. I went down, they call it Estrogen Alley here. Not our name for it, their name for it.
Oh, it's your fault you called it that.
No. Well, okay. Yeah, I'll own it. But I walked down there, and it's a row of cubicles. All females, and then Joe Fisher, for some reason, is in there.
Is he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know why Joe isn't over by us.
Joe's over there?
Yeah.
I had no idea he was over there.
Yeah. And
Estrogen Alley.
So I get stopped, and
very
it's
emotional.
What are you doing? What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Oh,
and I said, you know, we're not a big Valentine's Day. And
you get the stone face, wait a minute.
I got a hand on my shoulder. We had a woman come out of her cubicle, put her hand on her shoulder and be like, this is more important than you think. And I was like, no, it really isn't. Yeah. It really isn't. But we had no issues at my home. The card was enough.
Card was good.
Card was enough.
I admittedly was kicked out of my bed last night.
Uh-oh.
You were snoring too much, weren't you?
Yeah, being a little under the weather, I was snoring too much. I got the elbow in the ribs a couple times at about 1:45.
There's a fix for that, Buck.
Mm-hmm. The sleep medicine group.
Roll over.
You're, friend of the show.
Roll over.
You got a cold, though, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Cold. Roll over.
So yeah, she can handle elbow, but not you?
I get the elbow and the ribs to roll over, but on like the third time, she's like, go in the spare room.
Yeah, get out of here.
I did.
Get used to that.
That's a rough one. But all things considered, that's not the worst situation to be in.
No, I wasn't exiled because I'm a jerk.
Not that bad. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
all right,
good.
We all made it through. On to the next one.
Good job.
Although I still think I accomplished two birds with one stone, because the Justin Timberlake concert is Monday. And guess who got Justin Timberlake tickets for the birthday back in November when that got canceled? So I really have covered two bases.
Oh, you double dipped.
I double dipped.
Well done, sir.
So I'm claiming the birthday and Valentine's Day now that Justin Timberlake is going to be here on Monday. So all those ladies, and if you're one of the guys that got Justin Timberlake tickets, and now you should have used that as part of, well, you know, just saying you're going to Justin.
Yeah, that is a big one. Did you pay for them? Or were you?
Of course, I paid for. I didn't get free anything. I don't get free tickets. Who gets free tickets? We work at a radio station.
I'm going to Monster Trucks. It's no Timberlake, but
it's
close.
That's not a Timberlake. That's a Monster Truck. I don't get free anything.
Well, I mean, I'm just asking. Did you pay face value? Because if you did,
I paid above face value, sir.
Those tickets are worth two presents. I mean,
I paid above face value. Just to let you know.
And are you going?
No, I'm not going. It's her and her friend. No, why? No, Justin.
Hey, Timberlake is a great.
He's a great show, but that's for the ladies to gasp and swoon.
That may be one that I would want to go to. That may be one that I would want to go to.
I don't know if I need to hear the high pitch wails the entire time.
Whoa! I thought you respect all musical.
I do respect music, but I don't need the gasp and swoon for 3 hours. How long's the concert?
Are you afraid he'd bring too much sexy back?
I think he would.
I think, he's just going to make everybody just kind of really feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
Every man. He's single, right? Is he single?
No.
Or is he Jessica Biel, right?
Yeah.
That's right, Jessica Biel.
Yeah, happily married, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means. Okay, so everybody made it through. Congratulations to everybody. Now, keep this in the back of your mind. You made it through Valentine's Day. 3-day weekend ahead of you.
Yeah, buddy.
Huh? Tomorrow or Monday is the day we celebrate our presidents. So thanks, presidents.
Yeah. You see what Donald Trump's getting in trouble for? Speaking of presidents,
no.
Where do you want to start?
He put we're on the
golf
sports
simulator.
Let's stay in our lane here. stay in the sports lane.
What a wide ranging question you just asked.
Well, we're a sports show. I wanted to stay on topic.
No.
He put a golf simulator in his residence.
Yeah, in one of the rooms.
However, did you know that the golf simulator was already in there and it was installed by Barack Obama first?
Oh, well.
He just upgraded the system and hasn't played it yet. Now, I'm not defending Donald Trump because he's played 179 rounds of golf already.
Yeah.
Outside.
Well,
did you hear how much the new golf simulator is worth?
Oh, 50 grand.
Yeah.
50 grand. Buck, that's nothing. I got a buddy down the street that's put one in. It was more than that.
I thought you were saying they were very
affordable.
What's
wrong with the driving range?
The driving range? Have you been outside?
Are they not covered sometimes?
No, they're not covered. You do get a full simulator. Buck, I can play Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I can play courses around the world.
That's cool, but is it worth 50 grand or 100 grand?
If you have the money, it's worth whatever you want to pay.
I'd say, yeah, sure.
It is worth it.
Sure.
If you have the money. If you don't have the money,
it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's a nice little.
It's an awesome sit around, have some beers, play golf. I mean, you literally can just go out and play a foursome anytime you want with your guys and not have to worry about doing anything. No carrying clubs.
Yeah.
No inclement weather.
Yeah.
It's an incredible fun time.
The only downside to that is that you still have to stay at home so you can be interrupted. There needs to be a clubhouse of sorts, you know, like biker gangs have a great thing going where they have a clubhouse where they can go and they can play poker and commit their crimes that they're going to do or whatever. But they have a clubhouse where they can get away from their home.
That's
and not
what this
be distracted.
Would be. If you built your ultimate man room, this would be the focal point, and then I'd have the bar.
Yeah.
And then I would have the pool table.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have the ping pong table.
Right.
And then I would have a few other fun things.
Correct. Okay.
In there.
Now.
This is the ultimate man room, and then I'd have a massive locked door that only fingerprints and eye infrared can get you in there.
Soundproof, too. So yes. You can't hear your screams.
Yes.
Okay. Everything you just said, 3 blocks away. And I just invented sports bars. Yeah. But
no, see, I don't want to have to deal with Uber driving home or people trying to tell me I need to drink more.
Walk
or
three
less,
blocks.
Or whatever.
Walking 3 blocks. Nope. That's why it's close, but just not at home.
Don't you remember walking distance from a bar, Dusty?
Probably.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, of course. Don't you remember Cribs?
You just went yes and no in the same
don't you
response.
Remember Cribs?
Oh, yeah.
The show Cribs.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Do you remember Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s house, his original
yes.
Cribs in 2000?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
he
I do.
He had a club, and I'm not joking, in Carolina. He had a club built in his basement because he was tired of going to the clubs and dealing with all the people. So he
hot
built an entire with mirrors and DJ area and bar, and it was huge and
yeah.
couches.
Yeah.
It was a club in his basement.
Mm.
This is the greatest things I've ever seen.
Pretty nice.
You just bring everybody over to your house, and then you don't have to worry about
and
it.
And then he also had because he lives on like 50 acres.
I think that house is long gone. That was the yeah. bachelor pad.
He had that road where it went down, and then he had like an entire man cave garage deal
yeah.
where you went through the car graveyard where he actually like vertically buried his old race cars on this road pathway down to his little man cave area on the mm-hmm. pond. That was probably my favorite.
I miss
Cribs
that
house.
Show. I miss that show a lot.
Yeah. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
I love it.
Too.
I love real estate. I love shows. I love seeing how everybody does that. I like seeing the lockers. I like seeing the shoes. I make sure that everybody shows me their Scarface. Needs to show me their bottle of Cristal
yeah.
in the fridge.
Used to be, yeah. Also, all the vitamin waters used to be lined
vitamin
up in
waters.
There. And
yeah.
then I like the guys who had fish tanks that included sharks.
That was a big one. It went hand in hand with your Scarface post mural.
Yep.
Not yeah. poster. It was a yeah. mural. It was painted.
Can you, yeah,
it
can
was
you often on demand those? I'm going to have to go back and just take a little throwback time.
Yeah, maybe. That show was great. Zach Randolph had one here in Portland.
Did he have a Zeebo? Have one?
Zeebo had one. In right
is that the only famous person in Portland that's had one here?
Nah.
Is there somebody else? Been another athlete that's been had one here in Portland?
There were two. I can't remember who the other one was.
Who's,
but Zeebo is one, and you right when you walked in his door,
yeah.
they had, it was probably like 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide, two giant pairs of hands together, and the world's largest Bible was in those hands. And it was like, that's a little odd,
huh.
being in the Trailblazer era. Huh. That was the very first thing you saw when you walked into Zeebo's home.
Need a focal point.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
The most memorable first thing you see in a person's home was from the Snoop Dogg's crib, where he had the full-size dog butler statue when you walk in,
yeah.
but his hands were out with just a bunch of joints.
Yes.
For anybody walking in.
And he had his weed room, Snoop did.
Yes, he did.
Which
kind of like everybody has a cigar house,
yeah.
cigar room, a little different room.
It was pretty aggressive for like the early 2000s for Snoop Dogg to be having a weed room, though.
Yeah,
people
do a bar,
it.
Some people do a theater. Snoop does the weed.
Yeah. Rasheed Wallace on the Better You Today text line, 553.
Oh, he had a crib?
He had one, too.
He had one, too?
Yeah, yeah. Still owns that house. Remember that a few years ago?
I don't know.
Okay,
really?
So he came back
where's
to town.
Where's that house at?
I think Westland.
Okay.
But he came back a few years ago and he hadn't paid taxes.
Uh-oh.
He hadn't paid property taxes in like 8 years. And everybody's like, are you going to do that? He's like, oh, I totally forgot I had that house.
Yeah. Finally, are you kidding me?
Paid his taxes
can
on
you
it.
Imagine having
totally
so much money,
had the house.
I think
forgetting
that,
you had a home?
I think that was the excuse.
I think that's a little bit of a joke. What do you mean? Dead serious? I forgot I had that house?
Yeah, that was like the off the cuff. You obviously know you have a home, right?
It's better than admitting, yeah, I just didn't want to pay the government.
Yeah.
Because that's be evasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Yeah. So that's what got, oh, by the way, do your taxes.
Already done.
You can do, oh, good. Do you do your own?
Absolutely.
Well done.
TurboTax? Is that what you do?
A little bit of everything.
Oh, you just have it all mixed in there.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah, it'd be too complicated.
Mm. Okay. So that is Valentine's Day into Cribs and how we start the show. We got a lot to get to today. Today's Q&A day. Line them up. Football, sports, life in general. We have our Q&A. You could win an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. in both the 6 and 8 o'clock hours. We got a lot of questions that we could get to. I mean, you got like
I got hot golf stuff.
We do. We have more
how to make
golf
a 17
talk.
In one day.
Yeah, I have that in the notes for today's show.
That's not funny.
What is the worst score
that's
that you've
hard
ever,
to do?
Yeah, what's the worst score that you've ever got on a hole?
16.
Legitimate question. 16.
16.
Wow. I think mine's probably up there.
Yeah. I got really mad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It was probably a tough course too.
No.
And you play further back. Like,
no, this had nothing to do with it. The fact that I honestly was 10 cupping it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The old, I can make that shot and you take it again and again and again.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I kept trying to hit it through the trees and it wasn't working.
Oh. Yeah. I've been there. I've been there. We all
know
that.
You have
to
follow the rules and take a drop, and then you have to find, you know, your closest relief. And yeah. So I was playing by the rules.
Yeah. So, okay. Get your worst golf stories in on the Better You Today text on 55305. Oh, I think I have. I just stopped counting.
You beat a 16?
I think I have, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
John Daly's done that.
I don't think I have because I think once I get to like a dozen, I just pick up and say, I'll see you at the next tee.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But we've all been there before, but a professional golfer did it. We'll tell you about it. Roger Goodell, is he on the way out and who the NFL may want to bring in? That will be today. And, of course, our weekend Would You Rather as well. But where do we start?
I remember it was just like yesterday.
...1996 on this date in sports history, the Cleveland Browns fired Bill Belichick after 5 seasons, a 36-44 record. Not a great overall record.
No.
But the 1994 playoff win remains the last postseason win for the Browns.
How about that?
And how about this for foreshadowing? It was against the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. In 94, they beat the Patriots. It's the last Browns playoff win. Bill Belichick was the coach. They fired him on this date, 1996. All right, coming up today, make sure you're listening. We've got tickets to give away to the Portland Golf Show today. And we've got some news on Fan Madness, which is coming right to you. But coming up next, the NFL changing policies. 617 on the Fan. Oh, wow. This is quite amazing. We were talking about golf horror stories. This text, or Better You Today text line 55305. My golf horror story. When I was 10, I played a scramble with my grandpa, tried a Happy Gilmore run-up tee shot, went over a hedge and hit the owner of the course in the back.
How does that
Zach
happen?
And Eugene.
Oh, you must have fell down left or right. You must have just spun left or right.
Well, he was...
Or the hedge.
He's just swinging out of his britches, and, you know, what if he just duck
hooked
it?
Did the club hit? That's the question.
No, the ball.
The body...
It was the ball.
Oh, the ball hit him.
The ball went over a hedge and hit the owner of the course right in the back. That sucks.
Too bad.
That sucks.
That's player beware. If you haven't been hit by a golf ball... Who's been hit by a golf ball? I've been hit by a golf ball.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a regular golfer, everybody's been hit by a golf ball.
Yeah.
And then are you going to get mad about it?
It all depends on the situation.
You're
going
to do the judge smells where he catches you right there? 4! I should have yelled 2!
Right in the manhood.
All right.
But here's the thing about that is that when you look at it, you go, what's the scenario and how this all went down, right? Like, if you're just being a reckless douche.
I've hit a couple guys before.
Hit the ball like 5 miles.
No, I don't hit the ball 5 miles. There's plenty of people who hit the ball farther than me. There's just sometimes you can't see, and they're over a little mound or a crest, and you catch one really well, and you're like, oh. And you always, here's what everybody's going to do when they walk up to it. Oh, I didn't know I could hit it that far. That is the go-to.
Yeah.
That's what you say, and immediately you're just, hey, guys, man.
Really
you do the drive
up.
I'm really sorry. I didn't know I could get it that way. I didn't know I could get there.
Yeah.
Standing back there in the par 5, had 275 to carry. Had no idea I could carry that far.
Mm-hmm.
Really sorry.
Yeah.
And then every time someone does that to me, I'm like, dude, that was a great shot, man. I'm not going to be mad at you.
Yeah, way to go. Yeah.
Kind of like kick it forward for you a little bit.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. But if you're like in obvious you can hit their range and you still are going for it. It's like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, typically I just walk up to the next person, take off my glove, sign the glove, and hand it to you and say, there you go.
Oh, wow.
It's the Tiger and Phil way.
Well, yeah.
You just walk up, I'm really sorry, left a dent in your head. Here's like, my glove.
What the hell is this?
I'm going to sign this for you.
What is this? What are you doing?
Sign super, super douche.
Yeah. Well, 17. I'm with Buck. I've picked up a lot of holes that probably could have been. Your number one is 16.
Yeah.
I think I would have beat you if I would have been keeping track until the end of the cup.
Now, Jesse said, I've also been hit in the back of the head with a softball while I was running the home.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know what my wife is famous for?
No.
Have I told you this story?
No.
Have you ever seen the video clip of a man on a bicycle? He's riding and a girl hits a home run. He's on his bicycle, clocks him straight in the head. It's one of the biggest sports bloopers of all time.
I've seen this.
That's my wife.
She hit really? That ball?
That's her.
No way.
She hit that home run. The guy, is that Husky? The first time when the new softball stadium, the guy's on his bike. He's cruising right there along the bottom, and she just jacks one, and it's just boom, drills him right in the back
that
of the head.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Was he okay? Did she care?
No, it's a home run. What are you kidding me?
That's true. She didn't even know, did she?
No, not at the time. And then when it went viral, then that was viral for a blooper show in the 90s.
Viral, I mean, it was on the sports machine.
It was on the sports machine. And it was on Sports Center. Yeah. It was on all over that spot. So, yeah, no royalties for that one.
But
super famous
cool.
for knocking the guy on the bike.
That's awesome. What a great thing to be famous for.
I guess. Well, she's also famous for me, but.
What a great thing to be famous for, hitting a guy in the head with the home run. I have a buddy on P1 Jesse's deal too, who was a javelin thrower at USC, and we were playing old beer league softball.
Oh no! Did he kill somebody?
A guy hit it to the fence. So you're talking like I don't even know, but he is on the warning track and he just cocks back and the guy wanted to go for the home run inside the Parker.
Sure.
He cocks back and he just puts one on a line. And the guy, it was right at home plate. It was right on line. But as the guy was crossing home, the catcher didn't want to like run into the guy. Right in the head, dropped him.
Oh, boy.
Right on home plate.
That's
I mean,
scary.
It was
no helmet on.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
No, it was terrifying.
Where did he throw it from? The
warning track.
And it knocked him out from the warning track?
Yeah.
And it hit him at home?
Hit him at home plate, right in the side of the face.
Damn, that guy's a cannon.
Well, yeah, he was a Division I javelin thrower at USC. I mean, he has a really big arm.
Vladimir Guerrero out there.
He's cannon. Just went and got him. Oh, my gosh. Well, that sucks, P1 Jesse. Explains a lot.
So you get for running around people playing softball.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right. Well, 55305, that is the Better You Today text line. Combine policy, we will get to that. Today, though, as we do every Friday, it is our Q&A. Football Q&A, it is sports Q&A. Life Q&A. You got questions, we got answers. You could get an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. Send it our way. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
Let's get texty.
I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Text us now at 55305. Message and data rates may apply.
Just want to leave my number. Anyway, I think I was weird or desperate.
This is Textual Relations on the show that likes to be over-text. Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080.
The brain of that person to actually say that?
The Fan.
55305, the Better You Today text line. It is Friday, which means it's your opportunity to win an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. Questions come in on the Better You Today text line 55305. Football Q&A. You can do sports Q&A. Whatever you want, we've got... and we will answer the questions that are hot on your mind. So text us 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. Get your questions in. So getting things started at 55305, the Better You Today text line. All right, I've got a question for you, Mr. Cleland.
Okay.
We saw, Bill Polian had the comment that they reached out to Colin Kaepernick and Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, we asked him, and Kaepernick said no. Apparently, the report is that his demand was $20 million a year. Would it be worth it for the AAF to pay Colin Kaepernick $20 million to get eyeballs on?
I wouldn't pay $20 million, but would it be worth it? That's a very good question. Now, I don't think that the AAF paid a lot of money for marketing, because they did not do a huge marketing push.
No.
They didn't. They didn't spend a lot of time during the months, because they were going to compete with the NFL playoffs. So they were going to waste their time and spend a massive amount of marketing dollars, like what the XFL did in the early 2000s when they tried to do it. An exorbitant amount, because the losses were in the $45 million. I think that's what the loss number was for that season alone for the XFL. $20 million? Gosh. I'm trying to think, would Colin Kaepernick create that much buzz? Would he create that kind of interaction? Would you watch because of one play? Yeah, you probably would. I don't know. That's a really good question for a marketing specialist, but to think about how much investment. But according to Bill Polian, if that is true, they probably boffed at it.
Yeah. Well,
because the contracts right now are 3 years, $250,000.
Total, not per year.
No. That's a total amount.
Yeah, is three.
Not guaranteed either.
Non-guaranteed. You could be gone at any time, which is a good, I mean, that's a solid living for a developmental league. You're looking at over $50,000 a year for a startup league.
2.5 months of work?
Yeah, well, yeah.
3 months?
When you add in their 30 days of training, so three and a half months, yeah.
Not bad. It's kind of like going up and heading up to Alaska, going fishing.
Yeah, but the $20 million, I don't think it'd be worth it, because then you'd become a hype gimmick. And the level of play just isn't there. Like, I think the AAF actually handled it the right way by not hyping it up like the XFL did, because people expected to see an NFL caliber after the hype that the XFL did back in 2001 and were disappointed when they saw it.
Yeah.
So you would have had $20 million invested in cap, and you would have had huge ratings at the beginning, but it's not a ratings grab.
He's not worth $20 million in the NFL.
No. But he could be for the XFL. Matty D chiming in on the Better You Today text line, 55305. What are the odds Portland gets a baseball team? If you were to put betting odds on it, what would you put it at right now? Your confidence level.
Are we talking years or odds?
No, like odds, like your confidence level. Your confidence level.
5-1.
You're going 5-1?
Yeah.
Ooh. Because I'm far more confident than you are, I think. Because I'd go, I believe in it. And I believe that it is going to happen. And so I would say,
but if we put a time frame, though, that's the thing is.
Well, yeah, no, the time frame. If you were to say in 3 years, I would say 100-1.
Uh-huh.
If you're talking 5 years, on stadium is being built, team has been announced, I would say you're looking at like 2-1 odds on that. Mm. And then if you're taking like a long term approach, like a 10-year plan, I would say like 1-2. I feel very confident the Portland Diamond Project is getting baseball here. Very confident that that's going to happen.
Here's a good question, because I'm going to be selfish about it. Cam, do you consider Russell Westbrook the all-time Sonics leader since now he's a leader of franchise points? Absolutely and 100% no.
Okay, God, I thought you were going to say
nine. Absolutely not.
That is,
first of all, you can't take the rights, because Seattle still owns the rights. The NBA allowed the history to stay with the city of Seattle. OKC needs their own. They just start their own thing. So he's the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that will be forever. You don't get a chance to do that. But selfishly, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, this is a tough one, because the ESPN is pumping this, and nobody else is.
Well, it's because ESPN doesn't care.
Last night, Russell Westbrook passed Gary Payton on the all-time scoring list. Yeah. So ESPN has been putting this graphic out on social media, and they had it on SportsCenter and have been repeating it all night long and into the morning of now Russell Westbrook is the leader in Thunder Sonics history. Yeah. There is no Thunder Sonics history.
Yeah.
They left it in Seattle.
Yeah.
If there was a Thunder Sonics history, they would have a little gold tab on the back of their jersey from the 1978 season when the Seattle Supersonics won the championship. They don't have that.
Right.
So the history is still in Seattle.
I have this too. I don't think if you leave your city and keep the name, then you're allowed to keep the history. But if you leave your city, change your name, you shouldn't be allowed to keep the team's history. So the Bullets and the Wizards, no problems there.
Right.
Because you're in Washington, you keep the same name.
Change your name.
The Jazz went from New Orleans, but they kept the name. Utah Jazz doesn't make a lot of sense. Not known for music. Mm-hmm. No problems there. The Los Angeles Lakers with the Minneapolis Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they've moved from there. But when the Cleveland Browns went to Baltimore and went to the Ravens, they don't get to claim that anymore, because obviously there's a Browns team now, but you shouldn't have been able to do that. That's a simple criteria for me. So, OKC, you don't get any of the Sonics. You don't get any of that. And I don't think they care either.
Trent Dilfer didn't win a Super Bowl for the Cleveland Browns.
No.
It was the Baltimore Ravens, for goodness sakes.
Right.
All right, more questions coming in. Better You Today, text line 55305. This one, okay, do you think Zach Collins could be a Draymond Green type player for the Portland Trailblazers? That one coming in.
A Draymond Green? No. No. No, Draymond Green's an all-star.
Well, I also think they have a completely different skill set, and size is a big difference there in that
Draymond Green is
Zach Collins is far taller than Draymond. You're going to use him completely different.
Yeah, I see Zach Collins turning more into a somebody that I don't even want to go there. That doesn't matter. Draymond Green is great because everyone said at 6'7" and a late second round pick that he was worthless and he wasn't good enough for the league. He plays with a chip. And an elite chip. Mm-hmm. That's what makes him so great. I don't know if Zach Collins has that edge on him.
I think he does.
He's been a very elite, entitled player his entire life. Tall, went to Nevada, went to, what's the school he went? Bishop Gorman.
Yeah.
Okay, he was a first-round draft. He went as a one-and-done. I mean, all the things that advance. Not saying that can't happen, but he just doesn't have that edge.
He
never will.
I think he doesn't have that second round slided edge, but he does have a streak of attitude for you.
Oh, there's a lot of guys like that.
Well, I know, but if you're talking about being an irritant on the floor and getting under people's skin, I think Zach Collins can be a guy that does it. Oh, absolutely.
I don't think he has that demeanor, man. I just don't see it.
Did you watch the game the other night?
No, I know. That's one time. Everyone can be that kind of guy once in a while.
That's the one thing that his teammates continue to say about him is that he's got a mean streak and he has an edge. It's not Draymond Green by any means, but he does have one that's sitting in him. All right, 55305. Better You Today text line. Q&A, we got some great questions that are coming in on the Better You Today text line, and we will get to yours next. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Q&A today. We got some good questions coming in on the Better You Today text line, 55305. We're getting soccer. So we have a soccer question that's in. I just don't know. I don't know enough to answer your Timbers question, so sorry. Here's one from P1 Alex. What is all of your nicest golf course you've ever played in the U.S.? What did you shoot, and why was the course so good? Mine's Bandon, and I like the Pacific Dunes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's my favorite one out there. And I shot a 98, and the course was so good just because the conditions on the Oregon coast, the whole atmosphere and vibe of Bandon with all the courses and just the overall experience of it. They make it a big deal to go out there.
Right.
They make it a full day and a full experience to go out there. I think that helps a lot with the whole Bandon Dunes thing. So that one is mine.
It's hard to argue against Bandon. Bandon's an amazing spot. My old Mac, I shot old Mac. I shot a 76 on old Mac.
Hey-o.
But then I also played Plantation, which is in – Plantation is the all-men's club in – started by Freddie Couples – In Palm Desert. It's an amazing club. And then right on top of that was Bighorn, where Tiger played the night course. That was back in the day where with Annika Sorenstam, and they had the lights out and they played that night game. It was incredible. Incredible. Just really just great courses. I haven't done a lot
Palm
of Southern
Springs,
courses.
Or is that
they're
in
all
Vegas?
Palm Desert. Yeah, yeah. Palm Springs.
Okay. Palm
Springs. La Quinta in that area. But I'm sorry, if anybody wants to argue against Bandon Dunes anywhere in the world. Yeah. You can't.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Recommend not going hungover, though. Huh. I mean, that was the only damper on my night. But I was there for a bachelor party. Buck, what's the nicest course you've ever played?
It's a good question. I didn't start taking golf. Well, not that I take it seriously now, but I have not been good enough to pay good money for good courses over the years. We're trying to get better at that. So I don't know that I have one. I played at a really nice one. I can't even remember the name of it. In middle school down on the Monterey Peninsula that was amazing and was way too expensive for my skill level, but it rained all day, so I didn't play very well.
See, that's something that's holding you back that mm-hmm. I don't think should hold you back if you're an amateur golfer is the I'm not good enough to play on this course, because if you go to like Bandon, it's the experience that you go for, and it is worth it, man. It is if you enjoy your time that you're out there. Now, if you're just a person that goes out there, swings a stick, and is miserable the whole time,
that's not the
don't
case.
Go. Yeah, if you have fun while you do it, the experience is what it's worth. Because if you get a good caddy and they're fun and you guys have a great time out on the course, it's totally worth
Here's
it.
Here's an excellent football question as this one comes in. Says, why do teams like Saints, Chiefs have offensive coordinators on staff when clearly the head coach are calling offensive plays? Is there a purpose or is it just a formality? It's not just that it's a formality. It's a structure of how teams and how offenses, how organizations are always built. Even though you are a head coach, you wear multiple hats. So it's good to know you have somebody to bounce ideas off, because that's what you do as a full staff. You have an offensive coordinator. Sometimes the offensive coordinator is the quarterback's coach. So you can eliminate that. Not always. It really depends on how you structure it. But yeah, it's a formality of sorts. I mean, it really is. You should have one. In fact, every organization does have one.
Yeah, but in those situations, it's mainly like for Mike Leach, for example. He has a coordinator that's a good it's a guy that you've been attached to for a long time.
Sure.
Or it's an up-and-comer that you want on staff because you covet his ideas and you think he brings value to your staff and you don't want to lose him.
Well, it's kind of like a marriage, right?
Yeah.
You think you're the offensive coordinator, but you know, when your wife is the head coach.
Always. But there's a lot of guys that just get it in title, and that's a big thing. It's just like the corporate world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have all these managers, Oregon, for example, the Ducks, what they went through last year with mm-hmm. Jim Leavitt, Keith Hayward, and Joe Salavea, three defensive coaches. One was an associate head coach. One was a defensive coordinator. The other one was the co-defensive coordinator, right? It's all about a title.
Well, you need How assistant to the general manager at all times. I need that.
That's right. You mm-hmm. always do need that. All right. How about this one? Which football coach would you want your son to play for? That's an interesting question.
Which son?
Any of them.
I would have different coaches for each of my sons.
Oh, look at that.
Because their personalities, I know their personalities and what kind of coach would get through to them. Nick Saban, if I could pick, or Bill Belichick for my middle son. Because he loves that kind of intensity, and he wants that. He doesn't want the kind of softness. He likes direct, aggressive. Dabo Sweeney for my oldest, who is more of a player, is going to love you up a little bit, going to kind of just, but still has an edge to him. But there's that kind of soft side where you feel like he's kind of your close buddy in the end, but he's still your leader and will give you the praise, but you know that he's still kind of there for you.
You know, there's to Belichick, obviously, for me, Mike Leach is one too, because those two guys, and then Dabo Swinney as well. Dabo's mm-hmm. a good one, because I like Belichick and Leach too, because they're historians of the game. Like quirky Mike Leach gets a lot of criticism for, you know, being so far out there and being the air raid guy. He's a historian of football, mm-hmm. and so is Bill Belichick, and I love that about those two guys, and that's one thing that they kind of command of their players. I really like Mike Leach and Bill Belichick, too, and then the Dabo Swinney type coach, I really do like that. Saban, how could you go wrong with Saban, though, too?
And this is not going to be a newsflash to a lot of you out there, because you might think I'm overly biased, but I think the guy that, to me, that has the best of both of that combined is Chris Peterson. That's just me. There's a slight bias in that, but everybody finds what they like. I like discipline, but I also like a little bit of, okay, can you give me some sort of I'm doing good? Nothing drives me more insane as being coached by guys that never, ever, ever give you a, hey, good job. Something. You know that? Have you ever seen that coach?
Oh, yeah.
All he tells you is when things are bad.
He's just like
crap.
Disappointed father all
right.
the time.
Garbage all the time. And then when you do a good play, it's like, you did your job. That's it. Did your job.
Do your job. No days off. No days off. All right, 55305. Oh, here you go.
No days off. No days off.
Okay.
We're still here.
What's a better feeling, scoring on a broken play that shouldn't have been a touchdown, or checking into a play that you know will work for the defensive lineman and scoring? That one from P1 Sam. I like that question. That's a good question.
Go ahead. If you like it.
Well, no, you go first.
No, you go. Okay. No, we'll do the Subaru dance.
Checking. We're at the stop sign. You go first.
Yeah.
Checking into a play instead of the broken play, because that's part of the chess match of football.
I like the broken play.
Why do you like the broken play?
Because it shows you that I'm just better and I'm more talented than you.
And your quarterback is too.
Yeah. Even if you have the perfect defense, you're locked in, you got it, and you called up and snap and you got a blitz and everything like that, and you Russell Wilson and you throw it up for grabs and I just went and got it and top you, and then I just get to mic drop it right in front of you and go, you thought you could stop me, and you can't.
Yeah. I like the checking into one because it just shows we prepared better than you. We knew what you were going to do before you even did it, and we'd beat you straight up. Yours is physically beating you.
Yeah,
mine is mentally beating
you. I would always rather physically beat you than mentally beat you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because it's more intimidating for me. That's just that's the thing. I like being mentally, because mentally it's the chess match, the organization. Mm-hmm. But if I can physically impose my will, this comes from a football player. It's no surprise, right? Mm-hmm. It's no surprise. Yeah. It comes from a football player's mentality. You would ask any one of those guys that played football in my position or on the line or in the most aggressive positions in football, they'll tell you it's so much more joy to physically beat somebody than it is to mentally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we have to do it at all times.
Yeah.
I can have great hand placement, excellent footwork. I can have all those things, proper preparation. But if I can't bench over 400 pounds and I have Aaron Donald in front of me, I'm going to be embarrassed.
Well, that's not the question. The question is both plays are successful.
Yeah, I'm just giving you the explanation of why it means more.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
But those little pansy little wide receivers that never do anything, yeah, that makes sense why you want to be mental.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa there, big guy. All right, 55305, better you today, Texan. Coming up next hour, is Roger Goodell looking to be replaced in the NFL and who the NFL is targeting? Weekend Would You Rather coming up at the top of next hour. We'll tell you who the best question was for hour number one of the show and your chance to win an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. This is Dusty and Cam on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.